Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. Our great-grandpas are the only men alive today who remember when the first railroad crawled across the wild Kansas prairies, or when the thundering herds raised dust on the Chisholm and Texas trails to meet that railroad. That's when United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles often faced the job of taming those terrors from Texas who hit the railhead with just one idea, to paint the town red.
Texas, Bill, and those yahoos are raring to hoorah the town.
Yeah, Jingles. I guess we better put them straight before somebody gets hurt.
Uh-huh, because that somebody just might be up.
All right, boys, Tiles Hammerhead's here. There she is, the best pleasure palace west of Big Red, the Golden Dipper. She'll make you forget those 300 miles and the drag of that herd. Come on, let's go on in.
Hold it there, gents.
Were you speaking to us, mister?
Yeah, I reckon I was.
Sure he was.
Then you must figure you got something to say.
Well, he sure has, and you better listen, too.
I just want to make you gents welcome to town.
Huh? Oh, yeah, welcome, gents. Glad to see you.
Well, now that's right nice. Who are you, the mayor or something?
Well, can't you see that star on his chest? He's U.S. Marshal Wild Bill Hickok.
Well, now.
Oh, I got a star, too. I'm his deputy.
That's his hard luck.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Hard luck, now. What do you mean by that?
Never mind, Jingles. Gents, we got a law here that says all visitors check their guns when they hit town.
Yeah?
And I'm here to enforce that law.
Well, Marshal, we'd like to oblige you, but a man from Texas would feel downright naked without his six guns. I reckon you'll just have to excuse us unless you want to try taking him off us.
Now, cowboy, you know, you hadn't ought to have said that.
I'm not looking for trouble, mister. Matter of fact, I'd consider it a favor if you'd all move into the Cattleman's Hotel here and check those irons.
And I done told you, Marshal, we ain't about to do you no such favor. Now step aside, lawman.
Bill! Well, you knocked him colder than a wolf's howl at Christmas time, Bill.
Anybody else want to object?
Look out, Bill! Well, anybody else want to check a gun the hard way? I didn't think so. You know, you Texas Mavericks better learn that the man don't live who can draw on Wild Bill Hickok and keep his health.
All right, you'll all find pegs for your gun belts in the Cattleman's Hotel.
Now line up through this door, gents. Right this way. Hey, Bill, that Jasper you put to sleep is waking up.
March him in with the others, Jingles.
Well, up you go, friend. Up you go.
Sorry I had to rough you up, mister, but we aim to have law around here.
Yeah. Well, Hickok, you may have roped the first steer in this roundup, but when I get through, you'll have every man from Texas gunning for you. And Texas is a big country.
Howdy, partners. This is your old pal, Panhandle Jim. And I got a question for you. You know what a two-way cereal is? Well, come up close like, and I'll tell you about Kellogg's Corn Pops. You can eat Kellogg's Corn Pops two ways. One way is right out of the box, like I'm eating them now. And you ought to be, too. Yes, sir, they're a real tasty snack with a sweetening already on them. Now, the other way to eat Corn Pops is out of the bowl with milk. But remember what I said about the sweetening. Don't go using up a lot of sugar on Kellogg's Corn Pops. They're already sweetened for you. Tasty, happy hearts of corn all ready to go. They're not only good, but mighty good for you. And that's important to all you youngins who want to grow up big and strong. And it's important in another way. It means your mom's going to let you eat all you want. Say, you better sashay down the store and get a load of Corn Pops first thing tomorrow. You'll need plenty, because the whole family's going to be getting into those Kellogg's Corn Pops. Now, listen to this little saying. Kids love Pops. Moms love Pops, and Pops love Pops. In a little while, we'll say that together. Right now, let's get back to Wild Bill and Jingles.
Mm-hmm. When Wild Bill Hickok buffaloed the Texas trail boss, Rance Pryor, and his cowhands, it started a string of trouble that led Bill and Jingles smack into a cloud of gun smoke. The following morning, a big stranger in frock coat, fancy vest, and wide sombrero stepped up to the owner's desk at the Cattleman's Hotel.
You the owner of this hotel, mister?
Sure am, stranger. Sandy McClure is my handle. I built this place 3 years ago, when the closest thing to a train whistle you'd hear was the crying of a cougar.
How many rooms you got?
30 rooms, 4 bathtubs, finest hotel in Kansas.
Well, I'm Todd Brannon. You may have heard of me.
Why, I reckon everybody what knows a longhorn from a hop toad's heard of Todd Brannon. Biggest cattle king in Texas, ain't you?
Well, I got a few, Ed. But I come to rent your entire hotel for the next 2 weeks.
The whole place?
Yeah.
No, couldn't do that. Some rooms already rented permanent.
I'll pay double your price. I got 40 men in town, and they got to have a place to stay.
You'll pay double, eh?
Yeah.
Well, now that puts a bridle on a new bronc. Except for one thing.
What's that?
I got one set of permanent guests. Front room upstairs. You wouldn't consider making an exception of...
No, I wouldn't.
I didn't reckon you would.
Who is it?
U.S. Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big bull deputy Jingles. Putting him out for 2 weeks is going to be a mighty touchy proposition.
Hickok, huh? Well, I don't want my boys cramped up by having a lawman around. He goes or no deal.
Mighty touchy, mighty...
There. There's 500 gold. That should cover the bill.
All right. But I hope this don't start no trouble.
Don't worry about Hickok. I reckon we can explain the situation to him.
Well, boss, how'd you make out?
Yeah, first rate, Rance. Cattleman's Hotel is all ours for the next 2 weeks. Rance, take the men and pick out your rooms. I've paid for the whole place. I'll be back later. And keep out of trouble.
Okay, boys. Come on, let's get on here. Now, just a minute, you jugheads. I'm taking first pick of the rooms, and that front room upstairs is mine where I can see the street. Any objections?
No. I wouldn't be moving into that room too sudden, Rance Pryor, if I was you.
Why not?
Because it's occupied by a couple of fellas by the name of Hickok and Jingles, who I ain't had a chance to tell about this deal yet. Their gear's still up there.
Well, now, ain't that just too bad? The boss paid his money, so I reckon we own the place, don't we?
Hell, yeah.
And I'll just throw those two galoots' gear out of the window onto the street. That'll save them the trouble of coming up after it. Ain't that thoughtful of me?
Seen hiding her hair that Rance Pryor and his cowpokes all day.
Yeah, that's right, Jingles.
I reckon you put a right big kink in their plans to hoorah the town last night. They don't want to tangle horns with you again.
Don't forget you took a big hand in that play too, partner.
No, I didn't do nothing much, but I did... Bill, look!
Where?
Well, there on the sidewalk in front of the hotel. And ain't that our gear spread all over?
It sure is, partner. Come on, we'll ask McClure about this.
Doggone some hyena's cousin anyhow.
Hey, McClure!
Hey, now, doggone it, Bill Hickok. Don't you go blaming me for your war sacks being spread all over Patty's half acre out front. I didn't do it.
Well, then who did?
That there Rance Pryor done it. And he wouldn't even let me go out and pick him up. Said he wanted you and Jingles to find him, just where they lay.
Rance Pryor, huh?
Bill, that guy's right fond of trouble.
Does seem that way, Jingles, the way he keeps hunting it up.
Well, now, Bill, you better let me explain.
Doesn't seem to me there's much to explain, or if there is, I'll let Pryor do the explaining.
Yeah, and he'd better be ready to set it to music.
Yeah? And who do you think's going to make me sing it?
Bill, there's that varmint now up them stairs, and he's got a gun pointed right at us.
You bet I got a gun. You don't get no chance to outdraw me this round, Hickok.
Spread out, Jingles.
Got you, partner.
Stay together, I'll let you both have it.
You're too late, Ranch. You'll never get both of us without one of us getting you.
You know, Ranch, you kind of remind me of the guy who had his foot caught in a bear trap and a wildcat chewing on his ear.
Well, Ranch, you're ready to give up that gun?
Not by a long shot. You can't bluff me.
Then I'm coming up after it.
Stay where you are, Hickok.
Watch him, Jingles.
I'm ready, Bill.
Don't come any closer, Hickok.
It's all right, Rance. I just want to shake hands.
Doggone, Bill, you threw him right over your head and down the stairs. You all right, partner?
Yeah, Jingles, and I got his gun. Here you are, McClure. Put that back in his gun belt where it belongs.
Now, come on, you polecat. Get up. I can't make a career out of helping you to your feet every 5 minutes.
Let go of me, you big tub of lard.
All right, Rance. You can start explaining about pitching our war sacks out the window.
Bill, you better let me tell you. I rented the whole place to Rance Pryor's boss, Todd Brannon. I was waiting to tell you and ask you if you could stay in the back of the marshal's office for a couple of weeks. It means a lot to me.
Well, since you put it that way, McClure, we can. But next time, don't let some Jasper throw our gear in the street, and don't let those cowpokes have their guns till they leave town.
Yeah, and you, Pryor, you'd better start studying up for Sunday school, because if you don't come up with a halo around your head right soon, I'm going to see to it personally that you have a bump where the halo ought to be. You know, Bill, it just burns me worse than a branding iron to think of that varmint Pryor in our room at the hotel and, well, us bedding down here in the office.
Don't let it get you, Jingles.
Well, it does. That brother to a coyote. Oh, I could just... Hey, Bill. Ain't that a telegram on your desk?
No, I hadn't noticed. Yeah, it's a message on a telegraph blank.
Well, who's it from?
Milo Jenkins, rancher about 10 miles south of town.
Well, what's he want?
Just says, trail herd's causing me trouble, need your help pronto.
You say he's 10 miles south of here?
Yeah. There's no telegraph station there. He must have sent the note some other way. You know, I think I better ride down there and see what he wants.
Well, it's almost noon. Couldn't we get a bite to eat before we go?
Yeah, you can eat. One of us has to stay here and keep an eye on Rance Pryor and his waddies.
You mean me, huh?
Yeah. I'll see you later, Jingles. And see that you stay wide awake. You know, Pryor may not have learned his lesson yet.
I'll stay wide awake when you get back.
About sundown. See you then.
Oh. Well, what did Bill mean by stay awake? I'd just like to see that old ranch Pryor try something. I hope he does. He'll think he's a nesting in a den of wildcats. I'll just sit here with my feet on the desk and listen. And I'll be as wide awake as an owl at a quilting party. Oh, and if something does happen, I'll have another pork chop, please.
Me, Rance. I don't want any more of your alibis. I'm having enough trouble getting this herd to market now. You got Hickok nosing around to slow us up. I'll run you so far a hungry coyote couldn't pick up your trail.
Oh, just relax, Mr. Brannon. You won't get no trouble from Hickok. Those cows will be steaks in Kansas City before he gets around to checking them.
Well, they'd better be. But I've heard complaints from the small ranches that trail herds been picking up their cows. I don't like that. If I have to hold my 9,000 head for checking, I'll miss the shipment and the top market price at the other end.
Oh, relax, boss. Hickok's the only man that can slow us up, and I tell you, he won't bother us no more.
Mr. Jenkins, you sure you didn't send this note to me?
Yep.
You don't know anything about it?
Nope.
But you say you have been losing some of your cows to the big trail herds coming through here.
Darn right. Lost 12 head Monday.
Whose herd did they get mixed up with?
Todd Brannon's. Know his box T brand anywhere.
And his trail boss refused to let you cut his trail.
Darn right. Held a gun at me, did.
Well, if I get back before Brannon's cattle are shipped, I'll check for your J-Bar J brand and see that you get paid for them.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hickok.
Now, if I'm going to get back by sundown, I better be riding. So long.
Jingles, you big jughead, wake up. Hey, things are going to happen.
Which way did they go? I'll get it.
Jingles, put them hog legs away before you hurt somebody. It's me, McClure.
Oh, well, I was just...
Just sleeping, that's what. Bill's in trouble.
Bill is? Well, it can't be. He just left here a few minutes ago.
Few minutes, my pet pothound. He rode out of town at noontime. It's nigh under sundown now.
You mean I've been sleeping all afternoon? Hey, Bill's due back here at sundown.
Well, if he's coming back, he's heading right into an ambush at the Twin Oaks south of town. We gotta stop him.
Oh, why, sure we do. Come on now. Let's go. Twin Oaks. Yep.
I'll tell you all about it on the way. Now get moving.
Oh, where's Joker? Where?
Oh, she weren't talking to you. Oh. They stole your horse, so I brung this burro. It's all I could find.
But I can't ride a jackass on a dangerous job to save Bill. Oh, what do you think I am? Now, that ain't so.
You'll have to ride that jackass or walk.
Well, I'll ride. Now, hold still, you little...
Hold her.
I can't get near her. She kicked me.
Her name's Arabella. You got to talk to her.
Well, what I got to say to her wouldn't be fit for new females' ears. Now, come on, Arabella. Please get moving. If we don't beat Bill to that Twin Oak, why, them bushwhacking coyotes will just blast him to kingdom come. Come on, please.
You know, partners, Wild Bill's always ready when trouble comes his way. And speaking of being always ready, that's the way it is with those good-tasting Kellogg's Corn Pops. They're an always-ready cereal, because they're a two-way cereal. Good at pleasing folks both ways when it comes to eating. Out of the box or out of the bowl, they're wonderful. Like I say, one way to eat them's right out of the box, like I'm doing now. Yes, they're mighty doggone good. They got the sweetening already on them. Now, the other way to eat Corn Pops is out of the bowl with milk. But remember what I said about the sweetening. Don't go putting sugar on them. They're already sweetened for you. Tasty, puffed-up hearts of corn, all smiling and ready to go. So if you aren't already settled back enjoying Kellogg's Corn Pops right now, you better saddle up and ride down the store tomorrow and get a load of them. You'll need plenty, because once the family tastes them, they'll disappear fast. Now, let's say our little saying all together. Kids love Pops. Moms love Pops. And Pops love Pops. Good for you. Right now, I'm almost bussing to get back the show. How about you? Okay, let's listen.
Jingles and Sandy McClure are rushing south of town to the big Twin Oaks to try to save Bill from an ambush set up by Rance Pryor. Did I say rushing? Well, Jingles is doing the best he can.
Doggone it, Arabella. Ain't it enough that you've been beating me to death with this saddle? Do you have to keep up that infernal singing, too?
Hold up, Jingles.
Oh, now hold it, Arabella. Oh, what's up, McClure?
There's a Twin Oak just ahead.
Yeah. Do you see them sneaking bushwhackers anywhere?
No, I don't see a sign of them.
Well, that means we're in luck.
Yeah? How? What are we going to do now?
Why, catch him, of course, and run him right into my little old calaboose, that's what.
How are you going to catch him?
Well, we'll do it the way Bill and me caught a bank robber up in Skull Canyon last year.
Yeah? How was that?
Well, we spotted a sign on a road, and then we took a big, long shortcut to head him off.
Yeah?
And then Bill climbed a tree right over the trail, and when the bank robber came along, Bill jumped right down on him, tied him up, and handed him over to the sheriff.
What did you do?
Huh? Oh, I held the rope. Now, come on, Arabella. Get up to the tree.
You thinking about climbing that big Twin Oak?
Well, of course I am. That big limb is right over the road. Ho, now, Arabella. Now, stand still. Now, ho.
Hey, Jingles. There they come. Reckon they can see us up here on this limb?
Oh, no, not if we keep quiet.
That's Rance Pryor, all right, and two others.
Yeah, they're coming right under us.
Are you going to jump on them?
Well, I can't jump on three at once, you knothead.
Yeah, then what are you going to do?
Shh, wait.
All right, this is the spot.
What are we going to do now, Rance?
Wait for Hickok and pick him off. He'll come over that rise yonder.
You figure we'll see him before he sees us?
Sure.
Maybe we ought to climb up this big Twin Oak and hide out in the limb.
Hey, Jingles.
Oh, I never figured on that.
No, this'll be like picking daisies. Just keep them horses quiet.
Hey, Jingles, there comes Bill.
Where?
Here he comes, boys. Let him have it.
Hey, McClure, I'm falling. Catch me!
Hey, who's that?
Don't move, any of you.
There's another one up there.
Get off of me, you big ape.
Hey, what's going on here?
Bill, get off that horse and help Jingles.
Get this mountain off of me, will you?
Who's that under Jingles?
Rance Pryor. He was waiting to kill you. Why don't Jingles say something?
Hey, Jingles. Hey, partner, wake up. Come on, boy, wake up.
Hey, will you quit stalling and push him off of me?
Seems to me, Pryor, you got the worst end of the deal.
Oh, catch me, Mac, I'm falling.
He's coming, too.
Ooh, easy, partner. It's all right, Jingles.
Oh, Bill, they didn't get you. Hey, what am I sitting on?
Me, a double-dyed lumberhead. Get off!
Well, now, I don't know whether I will or not.
Let him up, Jingles. You caught him. Now you can have the pleasure of taking him back to jail.
Well, now that'll be a pleasure. A downright delightful pleasure. Yes, sirree. Huh? Where you going, Bill?
To round up this buzzard's boss, Todd Brennan, before he gets those cattle on the train for Kansas City. All right, Brennan, hold those cattle.
What do you mean, Hickok? I got to get these cows to market to lose my shirt.
Yeah, you're liable to lose more than your shirt by the time Bill gets through with you.
What are you talking about?
I see a lot of mixed brands in this herd, Brennan. And I've talked to a lot of small ranchers along your trail.
What are you getting at, Hickok?
Just this. You have a choice of paying those ranchers top price for every stray I find in your herd. I'll go to jail. The charge would be rustling.
Yeah, you can keep Rance Pryor company.
No. I'll pay, Hickok.
All right, get a tally sheet and start counting. Jingles and I'll stay here to see you don't miss any.
Yeah, we sure will, Brandon. And if you miss so much as one measly little moth-eaten longhorn, I'm just liable to take you out under a tree and climb up on a limb and just fall all over you.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Well, Andy, what's our story for next week?
Guy, it's a Lollapalooza with plenty of gun smoke and well, you wranglers just remember to be with us at the same time.
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you next week.
Yes, sir, be sure to listen next week at this same time on this same station when Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Ken Christie, Fred Howard, Barney Phillips, Charlie Lung, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. This is Charlie Lyon reminding you, kids love Pops, moms love Pops, Pops love Pops. Kellogg's Corn Pops.